A small Midwestern town, with a library built in the 1990s, with no notable or disturbing history, doesn't quite make for the scariest of tales. But it's not what lies on the shelves, or down the many corridors, but what lies beneath that holds the forgotten dark secrets. But we've been told to inform you to please not ask the spirit about her past. She said she doesn't like it when you ask. Signed, S. of the Harvey Public Library. Hello, you are listening to, or so they say, the podcast where two sisters travel small town America, one ghostly tale at a time. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Megan.
What are you?
I just started laughing. I don't know.
I thought, okay, I didn't want to scare everybody, but like one time I went to do the intro, like a certain TikTok entity that we have discovered recently. thank you, Megan.
I know I did it.
Because I don't know, because now, I don't know. It's just everywhere. I got on my For You page on TikTok and it was the first three videos. Mm-hmm. Like a sound used, the actual content, and then another sound used. It's Jasper the doll.
I love her. She's wonderful.
I know. It's, well, no, because they used male pronouns at one point for Jasper also.
Oh.
But like mostly female. They can do whatever they want, basically. It's a Barbie doll that looks like you gave it. Stop.
I'm making a video.
Pretty much.
Can I have a snack?
Oh my God, stop.
Oh my God. This says it. That's it. It's beautiful. I was like, spin thoughts on the flow.
Okay, so you got it anyway. That's what Jasper the doll sounds like. It's taken over my whole life for the past week or so. I've been introducing more people to it.
Oh, good.
I know, yeah. And it's basically a Barbie doll that you gave to your, I don't know, two-year-old niece and said, have a heyday with it. And they did its makeup and its hair and made its clothes and you got it back. Unrecognizable. Yeah. That's Jasper the doll.
It's wonderful.
So, just in, but then Jasper the doll has this, you know, like 30-year smoker voice. Mm-hmm. Minimum 30 years. So, and it's just the dumbest content. But that has been on repeat in my head for like a week.
They've just brought joy back to my life that I didn't know I needed or that I was even missing.
True, honestly. Good hearty laughs all the time. If there's ever any awkward silence or downtime at my place of work, I just start singing just like Jasper. Yep, I sure do. The creepin' song.
So good.
Anyway, happy Thursday. This is weird for us because as we record this, it is light out.
Yeah, this doesn't happen often.
No, rarely do we not record in the night. And it's not for aesthetics, it's for poor time management mm-hmm. purposes that we record at night.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We got it together this time. It's daytime. Wow.
I feel responsible.
I know. I know. I feel like it's almost like I could be a better person now. I don't know. Do you ever get that feeling when you step into like a Hobby Lobby or a Joann's or something and you're like, I could be better today. Like I could do something with my life. And that's how I feel every time I step in like one of those stores. Lowe's.
When it hits me is when I'm sitting at my desk and it's like 11 a.m. and I said, I have so much drive and energy in this moment to like go for a walk and
do
clean my house and finish a book and crochet. And then by the time 5 o'clock rolls around, bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't know. My work schedule is kind of all over the place, so I don't have the luxury of getting spurts of energy. I'm just always working my butt off at a coffee shop. I don't know. I don't think about it when I'm at work because I'm constantly like doing things with my hands and
mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess that's a lie. Also, if it's slow, I'm like, man, I could be not here getting things done at home.
Oh yeah, working from home made that worse, like sitting at the desk and just looking behind me at all the things I could be doing.
But then I have days like today where I was off today leading up to recording. I could have, you know, literally done anything. But what did I do? I learned how to travel to Maddie's Animal Crossing Island and vice versa. So we've been doing that all day.
Neat. Wow.
Yep. Had breakfast, Animal Crossing, ate lunch, Animal Crossing, and then whoops-a-daisy, Megan's here. So,
hey,
you know what? The day is still young because, as we said, it's light out. It's a new day. Mm-hmm. It's like not warm, but not cold. I don't know. It's pretty.
Yeah.
Actually, is this now the time to admit? I don't think I've stepped outside yet today.
Oh, it's not that bad.
The number looked okay.
It's not terrible. I mean, it's better than it has been, I think.
Well, anyway, now that we wasted a few minutes of your life talking about a, you know, smoking Barbie doll and not doing anything with our lives, let's do a podcast. Let's do that instead.
Let's do it.
So, this week we are in North Dakota. Wouldn't it be embarrassing if we got this wrong? We like triple checked it's correct.
Yes.
So.
Well, when I first started researching, I was like, South Dakota. And then after a while I said, hey.
Dummy.
I don't know why. I just typed South. I don't know.
I figured we were still in the ends, but I just didn't. I was like, aren't we in New York? And that was literally like episodes ago, a minute ago. So yeah. Whoops-a-daisy. We're in North Dakota. More specifically, we are in Harvey, North Dakota. More specifically still, we are at the, what is its proper name? Just Harvey Public Library?
Yeah, I believe so.
The Harvey Public Library in Harvey, North Dakota.
Ooh.
Very exciting. We have, we've done a library before. Technically, we've covered it twice.
Yes, we have.
But is that the only library?
We've done the Willard Library. That's the one we're talking about. And that is it, I guess.
Yep. All right. So library number two. It's bound to repeat itself eventually. So I'm not talking about the library, actually. We'll back up. I'm going to talk about Harvey. So here we go. We are in Harvey. I don't know why. Sorry. We are here. Wow. On a Thursday. Anyway, I'm sorry. Harvey is a city located in Wells County, North Dakota. It is not the county seat.
It can be done.
With a 2023 population of 1,611 people, Harvey is currently declining at a rate of -0.8% annually, and its population has decreased by 2.36% negative, obviously, since the most recent census, which recorded a population of 1,650 in 2020.
Mm.
So I used World Population Review for this, and I started looking at other sources because we've talked about how they haven't been the most reliable.
Yeah, I've combined my sources for demographics.
But there was a lot of, like, varying information, which is kind of annoying. Like, some of it, okay, but, like, some of them were, like, darn near 5 percentage points off plus.
Oh, wow.
And, like, a couple things. And I was like, well, I don't know. For continuity, I'm using World Population Review. I have such a pain in my left arm right now. I'm pretty sure I'm going to die, but it's okay. And anything for the podcast. Sorry, it's just, like, a weird, like, muscle pain.
Oh, did you sleep funny?
No, I've just been sitting like this all day.
Playing the Switch.
There it is. Lazy.
Jesus.
Okay, well, anyway, it spans over 2 miles, and it makes the population density 897 people per square mile. So, it's all right. The average household income in Harvey is $63,869, which I got updated numbers, hopefully, on the averages once again. And I got very different responses depending on what source you use. And I'll be honest, I don't remember which sources I used. I kind of picked and choose, not because I liked the answer more, but I sort of like gathered a bunch of different ones and then picked the most central number.
Okay, that makes sense. Was it a .gov at least?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But the average household income in Harvey is $63,869. The national average is $67,521. So they're almost on par.
Is that lower than before? I thought maybe not.
That's the thing. I feel like that's why I wanted to get the number and just like refresh our memories.
I thought it was more in like the 70s, 73 or something, but whatever.
It may have gone down. It has a poverty rate of 13.25%. It says the national average is 11.6, which is back down.
Yeah, that's...
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
That's what it's been, right?
I thought it was like 14.
That's what I thought. So, the more you know, they're a little more impoverished, a little less on the income. The median rental cost in recent years, and this one was all over the place, so I picked the best I could, and I actually got an apartment rental amount and a house rental amount, because there is a big difference.
Okay.
A big difference. The apartment rental average is $843 for an apartment.
Okay.
And $1,898 per month for a home.
Oh, I mean, it pays to be have privacy.
I guess, but the national average is $1,942. So it's still less than the national average.
That sucks.
And it reminds me, and if I don't know if it's, this is true or not, but I saw a tweet that was like, if you're paying less than $4,000 a month in rent, you're not an adult. And someone's like, imagine paying $4,000 a month in rent instead of owning a home.
Right.
You clown.
Hello.
Like, exactly. Like, who,
truly, guys, don't, if you really are paying like thousands of dollars in rent, look into buying a house. It was actually... I didn't think I'd ever be able to buy a house, and here we are.
No, so. I was nervous about it, and honestly, I mean, there are obviously things that come with owning a home. Everything is your responsibility, but my mortgage is a fraction of that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Suck it. Anyway, the median... Oh, I skipped one. The median house value, again, this was kind of hard. I ended up falling on $106,927,000. Or 100, the heck? So, but the national average is $428,700, so they're like a quarter of the average.
Okay.
Sounds about right. The median age in Harvey is 49.9 years. I forgot for some reason to get this, but that's on the higher end. We
that's
know that
high,
for sure.
Yeah.
Males are 48.7, with females being 53.1.
You just say the word male so, like, not often.
With
you're like,
disdain. I'm like, what is that?
What is that word?
Yucky. Yucky. Anyway. Sorry, that's silly. That's petty. But let's be real. Anyway, according to the most recent whatever ACS stands for, the racial composition of Harvey was. And I went with this one because it's the most jarring. There were others that I'm like... Well, this one specifically, the reason why I used world population is this one specifically said 2023.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them were like, here's the 2020 or 21. I didn't see like any 22s. So if this is the most recent, the racial composition, throw out your number.
In North Dakota, it's white.
Yes, you're correct.
I'm going to say like in the 80s, 80%.
Almost, very close. 99.2% white.
Shut up. I was thought it would be a little diverse. I'm shook right now. What in Christ's name?
99.2% white, 0.37% Asian.
Oh, there's only 1,000. I should have been using my noggin.
No, I mean, even still, other race, 0.25%, Native American, 0.12%, two or more races, 0.06%, and no Black or African American, no Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander. And they went on to say, like, first of all, North Dakota's website, like the state's website, as far as demographic goes, sounded so weird and petty. Sorry, North Dakota, but it did sound a little odd to me, the way that it read. It was just trying to, like, hype it. It's like, we're so progressive. And it's like, progressive is an interesting word to use, considering when you look at the slate of your choices is just a sea of red. But anyway... that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
I know. I was going to go down that ramp, but I didn't. Look how strong I am. Look at how good I am.
Wow.
Wow. Anyway, what was I saying? I know. I was talking about...
They're progressive.
Oh, it's very white. Oh, they like even went on to say that 99.9% of its residents are American citizens and 0.01% are not. So it's like, so you're calling out that one family...
That's really strange.
It is.
Their name is.
Yeah, they live at this address. Yeah, it really said, like, this is how many people, residents are XYZ, and then it's like, how many of them are registered American citizens? I said, what are you doing? It feels weird. Interesting.
I was just checking the time. It's still 2023, right?
Yes, I think so. I think so. So anyway, that's like the breakdown of North Dakota. It feels about right for North Dakota.
Yep. Sorry.
It's okay. I have to burp. What in the world?
Oh, golly.
Fill the time.
I don't know how to.
Okay. Okay. So anyway.
I don't want to know.
Oh, my God. That's the song. Go find it. Man, my throat. Can't be doing this early. Okay. So the first chunk I'm going to read. Do I want to say this now or later? I'll say it now because I put my phone down. I tried to find information on this library. Mm-hmm. I found nothing on this library. Like, I was like, when was it built? When, like, when anything? Give me anything. There's not an About Us on. Mm-hmm. The About Us on their website is like, we have books and DVDs and CDs. Yeah. I said, yep, me too. Like,
Yeah. I even tried helping you. I searched the address and said, like, history and this address, tried to leave the library out of it. And it was
I
know, like,
I messaged you and I was like, I'm having a hard time finding stuff on this. And you sent me something like 2 minutes later. And it's a whole, like, breakdown of the history of it. I said, how in the world did I not find this? It's because it was Illinois, you dum-dum.
Yeah, I missed the IL.gov on that.
So, and you know what? I think I saw it as well, but in my mind, I was like, International Library. Like, I thought something library, so I was like, yeah, okay.
I rolled with, well, it was lib.il.gov.
There was a lot of, like, Roman numerals happening up there, so I don't know. I didn't know. Anyway, so instead of covering the library and its lack of history, I just couldn't find anything. I don't know. So I'm just going to talk about, you know, North Dakota as a whole instead.
You know, my day and just what I've been up to.
What did I do today? I have some eggies. I've got a lot of eggies. I do. My chickens are putting in God's work right now. I have so many eggs.
Good Lord.
Anybody want some eggs?
Gold mined.
I know, I'm selling them cheap on that black market. Anyway, Harvey, North Dakota, or HarveyND.com, says this about Harvey, North Dakota. Wow. Okay. At the very top, it says, Harvey, North Dakota, not just a place, it's an experience.
It sounds like it.
It sure does. Which I feel like we are not anyone to judge anyone's...
Oh, our hometown, our city slogan is poop.
Yeah, well, our city slogan is a level above. And we are quite literally in a valley.
The irony.
So, whoops-a-daisy.
You do technically rise in elevation coming from West Terre Haute into Terre Haute.
Which isn't saying much. Yeah. You probably rise like 5 feet.
And a little more than that.
I don't know.
Maybe 50.
Oh, dang. Okay,
watch
I don't know.
Watch the grade next time you come through over the bridge.
Okay, maybe. I have no concept of space-time okay. or anything, really, for that matter. Anyway, so it's an experience. Let's hear what kind of experience. The city of Harvey, North Dakota is situated at the headwaters of the Cheyenne River. Wow. Harvey's unique Dakotan? connection is its proximity to the Lone Tree Wildlife Management Area to its southwest and the Butte de Morale. It's not but. It's French, and I'm butchering it, to its northeast. Linked to the North Country National Scenic Trail, sorry.
What?
I'm struggling.
Okay.
Linked to the North Country National Scenic Trail, this area represents unique wildlife management and recreation opportunity for residents and visitors alike. Wow. And the Butte de Morale. It's boot, like...
Butte morals.
Butte morals. Gross. I'm so mad. It's got to be Butte de Morale, but... I don't know. Only 6 miles northeast of Harvey links the city with its historic past, harkening back to 1851 when a battle erupted between the Métis of Winnipeg, Canada, and the High Plains Sioux over bison hunting rights along the banks of the Cheyenne River, leading to its headwaters located within today's Lone Tree Wildlife Management Area. Wow. Gosh, that's a long sentence. Come on now.
Goodness sakes.
I can't breathe. So anyway, it all started over a battle about who got to kill the bison there. Wow.
Naturally.
Yes. The ensuing battle occurred north and south of the Butte de Morale, thereby ensuring the numerous arrowheads, shafts, and other artifacts would be found by settlers' households who homesteaded north and east of Harvey later in the century. Wow. Sorry, if you could just see my... Wow. Very exciting. My silly hand gestures. Those who skipped the lines... My goodness gracious. Where did it
get
go?
Get lost.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm okay. So what I'm nervous about as I'm reading this, do you see me like trying to find the comfortable spot? I might have to up the text size.
Oh, no, Kelsey.
Listen, I've admitted, and I think I do genuinely need to see an eye doctor, because I keep, like, you do you see me, like...
Yeah, I guess. I wasn't really paying attention, but now I am.
I'm, like, moving it back and forth, trying to find the sweet spot where I can actually read these words. I didn't think I had bad eyesight, but I keep getting headaches a lot, so I should probably do something about that.
Yikes.
So anyway, in this time, I could have found that line.
Am I the only one left in our family that doesn't kind of need glasses?
I didn't think I did, but in this moment, I'm struggling.
Oh.
So I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to start here. Harvey is a progressive community, there it is, with a country appeal. Mm-hmm.
That country.
Yeah. Those who live in Harvey experience a great education system, abundant recreational opportunities for all ages with weather for all seasons, high-quality medical services, excellent city services, and brand new infrastructure, a low crime rate, and a first-rate retirement community.
Why do I want to sing Girl for All Seasons when you do that?
Don't, because I know you want to, and now I want to, and don't do it. Go watch Grease 2. It's terrible.
It's so good. I know I'm doing the motions.
Yeah, don't. They see, now that's their error. The city's business sector is vibrant with its Opportunity Zone designation, Renaissance Zone, which I am curious about, new retail and clinical growth, and an enterprising agricultural sector. As you gaze around, you will see a community surrounded by rolling plains, the Butte de Morale, rich agricultural land, numerous wetlands, and the natural beauty of the Cheyenne River. We invite you to visit Harvey and experience firsthand what we have to offer. A small town with great community spirit, big ideas for the future, and an attitude of hospitality.
Wow.
Sounds inviting.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know. I just wanted to know what there was to do there.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up, naturally, things to do in Harvey, North Dakota. Not a lot.
Oh.
There's really not a lot. So what do we've got? There was a time when Harvey was known as the home of Og, just OG, which is a King Kong-like sculpture that has disappeared from the landscape and has been replaced with attractions that make this north central town of, they put 1700, that's a lie, a Four Seasons playground.
Oh.
So King Kong went missing. They're like, you know what we should do?
Not look for him.
Yeah, let's not find him.
Put something on top of it.
Take in a movie year-round at Harvey Central Cinema, where you can enjoy the latest releases with a tub of popcorn and friends. I don't know why. In my mind, I'm like, a tub of popcorn and a tub of friends.
Oh, goodness.
In the mood for some food and fun, grab a bowling ball and a bite to eat at B52 Roadhouse in Lanes. Or, if local sports is your thing, you would rather step back in time, head over to Spectator's Bar and Grill have a look-see at sports memorabilia unique to the town of Harvey and its beloved Hornets. If it's the outdoors you like, take a walking tour of Sioux Line Park with its centerpiece locomotive of a drop line. Go for a swim or see that doesn't locomotive or drop a line.
I don't, maybe it's the type of, well, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, so take a walking tour of Sioux Line Park with its centerpiece, locomotive, or drop a line. There's no...
So it's Sioux Line is the name of it? Maybe it's like a funny play on words that we're not in the inn. We're not,
I guess,
the,
but there's also no punctuation, so I'm very confused. Go for a swim or a refreshing boat ride on the Cheyenne River or Schroeder Memorial Park on the south edge of town. Finally, tuck in for a restful night at Cobblestone Inn. Yes.
Cute.
Little Cobblestone. Yes, yes. And I'm not going to lie. Like, so basically, you're like, we have bars and a place to sleep. So I'm like, there has to be more than this. So I looked up events, like, going on as we speak in Harvey. They have recurring this thing called Fit and Strong Session Harvey. Mm-hmm. My guess is it's probably, like, CrossFit people.
Probably.
I don't know. They have a St. Patrick's Day triathlon coming up.
Oh, look
wow.
at that.
At B52 Roadhouse and Lanes. Wow,
like
we learned about
B-52s?
That. The B-52, yeah, yeah.
Then, no, like the band, the B-52s.
I doubt it.
Rock Lobster?
I don't think okay. so. Anyway, they also, in July, have Prairie Pothole Music Festival.
that
which sounds like
tracks.
Something that we would have, truthfully. So I'm a little jealous that they came up with it first, but also it's at a Catholic church. So I don't know.
Oh.
Like, listen, we went to church for a long time, and I'm trying to think of the significance and the play on words of, like, a pothole in your life.
Do you think they meant potluck, and they just, like, had a Freudian slip?
Oh, that pothole. I don't know. Prairie Pothole Music Festival. Whatever.
I wonder if it's supposed to be potluck.
And then not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, five plus times, you can go see Mike Morse at Crafty's Bar and Grill.
Oh.
So he goes in. How many times does this man go? He's just apparently the only person performing at Crafty's Bar and Grill. Mike Morse live on April 7th, June 2nd, October 13th, August 25th. These are not in order for some weird reason. And then just a lot of the fit sessions. All the yellow blocks are the fit sessions.
Huh.
No, North Dakota, you. Harvey, North Dakota is a very fit place to be.
I guess. Don't make them mad. You can't outrun them.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's at the Harvey Armory.
Okay.
I don't know. So, once again, you can go to the bar. You can go to B-52's Roadhouse and Lanes. That's what you can do. There's a triathlon. They do so... This is too fit of a place for me, so I'm not going there.
Okay, for some reason, you describing this town made me think of this TikToker that I don't know what her other content is, but what keeps popping up on my For You page is where she drops pins in on like Google Maps and Google Earth, whatever, and picks like teeny tiny towns, or people will tell her like, dude, you have to go look at this town, and she'll put where you can do the street view, and okay. She takes you through the town. She's like, oh babe, this is
I haven't seen this.
A lot. And then if there are people in the shot, you know, if they're like walking down the street or whatever, mm-hmm. She's like talking crap about it, and she goes, oh no, someone's gonna kill you. And then she's like turning the camera and she sees a woman on the side of the road, goes, oh, not you babe, you're so sweet, I know you wouldn't hurt me, let's get out of here, and like runs away on the camera. It's so funny. I guess I could give her name. I don't know, she's funny, she's got a lot of followers. It's Sinister Pond Babe.
Sinister Pond Babe. Okay, no, I have not come across this. I do the same thing, except I drop a pin somewhere and look for houses, look for places to live. I check Zillow all the time. What I have been doing lately, because I want to find new ideas for the coffee shop that I work at, like throw out new ideas, is I asked my coworkers one day, I said, give me a state. They told me, I said, north, south, east, west, or in the between. They're like, northeast. And then I would just zoom in until I found a town. And then check out their coffee shops. Mm-hmm. We picked, like, I think two of them at the same time were, like, Wyoming. I said, all right, we're going to Wyoming. In the northeast corner of Wyoming, I don't know. The coffee looks okay, but nothing. Well, because I want something, like, exciting. Like, we do all these crazy in-house syrups and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you can get a tea or a coffee. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They were okay. They did look like cool little shops, but... to no avail.
Yeah.
I found no ideas.
The most recent video of hers I watched, she was in like Wiley, Kansas or Connecticut. Somewhere, I don't remember.
That sounds familiar for no reason.
I mean, super small town. The entire thing looks like it's been set on fire twice.
Oh.
And it was just so funny. And they have like a mound, maybe. I don't know, a large hill. And it's called Mount Gay or something like that. Oh. And she goes, oh, maybe you guys aren't. So start alluding
to... You know
to
what
it.
She's saying, yeah.
She goes, oh, maybe I was wrong about you.
Man, but that does remind me of... Oh, my gosh. I don't know if Maddie can hear us from the other room, but she made me watch a movie with Kevin Costner mm-hmm. and... the girl that plays the little girl from Pan's Labyrinth, but she's like 15 or 16 in this movie. Oh, The New Daughter. It's called The New Daughter. And you said something about they have a mound or something in the town. Uh-huh. And immediately reminded me of that movie. Anybody else that has seen The New Daughter is a little weird. I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
That's all it reminded me of. I did fall asleep the first time we were watching it. Not because it was boring, because I'm boring. And I'm old. And it was like 10 o'clock and we decided to start this movie. So that was a mistake. My bad.
All right. Would you like to hear about why this library is haunted, since we have no clue what's going on with the building.
Oh yeah, I guess I should say, once again, I have no information on the library. Sorry, I did my best. I was hoping that Harvey, North Dakota as a whole would give me something a little exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the bar, you can go bowling. It sounds a lot like here, actually.
Well, let me go ahead and just get it, just kick this off real nice and spicy.
Their website didn't even have information. Sorry, giving myself the okay for not having done this. What is the word? I'm giving myself validation, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if I said this. On their website, I said the books, CDs, DVDs. Man, I can't make it 20 minutes without forgetting what I said.
That's all right.
You know, I'm not cutting that. We're all embarrassed here. Let's go.
Would you like to know something very exciting? I said I'm going to kick this off. I'm going to do it right.
Yeah.
My first source is murderpedia.org.
Oh. Ooh. And have we even used that before?
I don't think so.
Surprisingly. Maybe a new source.
Why haven't we been looking? And why are we here? Because there was a murder, most foul.
Ah!
At the library.
Birds?
This isn't...
Haha.
No.
That's a really bad joke.
No. Not Clue style. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and just read it to you so I don't misspeak.
Okay.
There was a young lady by the name of Sophia Eberlein. She lit what?
Sorry, in my research I kept coming across that name. No, I didn't find her. Okay. But I literally looked up I guess that makes sense. I looked up Harvey, North Dakota library history. When was it built? Blah blah blah. And always like within the first five hits was this person, their Wikipedia page. And I'm like, well, I don't want to look at that. I did go to it for a second. And I'm like, clearly she has something to do.
It ain't good for okay. Sophia. She was born in 1889. She was unfortunately murdered in 1931. So that would make her 42.
Sure.
Give or take. I don't know, whatever. I'm bad at math.
I already forgot the birth year. That's why.
89
to 42. 31. Gosh, just stop.
Forget it. She was beaten to death by her second husband, Jacob Bentz, in her home in Harvey, North Dakota. Now, why does her home have to do with the library, you may ask?
Was she the librarian?
No. Oh, we'll get there.
Okay.
According to the author William Jackson, the ghost of the presence of Sophia might be haunting a library built on this location.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Here's a little background about Sophia herself. She was born in Russia and immigrated to the United States. She first married Hugo Eberlein, a well-known Harvey businessman, and had two daughters, Lillian and Alice.
Wow, I kind of hope he just passed away and it wasn't something bad.
He did.
Hey!
He died in 1928, and then she married Bentz. I don't know if it was the same year or what, but one night Bentz bludgeoned Sophia to death while she slept. He did his best to clean up the scene of the crime and tried to make Sophia's death look like a car accident.
You can't do that.
That's not how that works, but okay. All right, Jacob, you do.
He tried his best.
Yeah.
Dumb. Considering at the time there wasn't blood work, you couldn't do DNA analysis. There wasn't a thing yet.
This was also 1930. It was 1931.
That's what I'm saying. This is the time where like murders would happen and people would come. Isn't this around is it Villisca Axe murders where they all just went in the house like it was a museum? Well, not a worse museum because they touched everything. It was like an amusement park. Yeah. Like I feel like this is all in the same time frame. Fingerprints didn't exist. DNA analysis didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know about just leaving things alone. And this is so early on that they probably weren't like, we should keep this just in case.
Yeah.
Because did you know fingerprints didn't happen until the 90s?
I knew something didn't happen until the 90s, and I was, like, shook.
I said that very confidently, so maybe that's right. But point is, it was either something with blood or something with fingerprints wasn't even accessible until the 90s, until we were alive.
Mm.
Wild.
Crazy, crazy. Okay, well, get this. They bought it, the car accident.
Yeah,
but that
was the 30s.
What he didn't anticipate was after Sophia's funeral, her daughter Lillian came home and she found blood in the house and reported it to the police.
Ooh, good Lillian. Girl.
Bence admitted the crime during the investigation and was sentenced to life in prison.
He folded like a napkin.
He died in 1944 behind bars in the state penitentiary, so 13 years after her death. In 1990, so now we know when this freaking library was built. Couldn't even give us that, except here on Murderpedia. In 1990, a new library was built on the site of the former Eberline House. According to author William Jackson, the librarian's office is built directly over the site where Eberline's bedroom was, and librarians report cold chills and other oddities.
Interesting. That would explain why I couldn't find any... I mean, if I would have done the, you know, that history, I would have found that the house was there, and maybe I could have gone down that rabbit hole of the house history, but that would have just spoiled it.
Yeah. Well, here I got a little bit more now about Sophia, the Haunting of Sophia. I'm going to give you as many firsthand accounts as I can.
Okay.
All right, so we said 1990, the library was built over site of the house. Librarians, since it's been built, report that the library door will mysteriously relock itself after they've opened it.
See, that one's interesting. Usually it's like open or close. Like, to, for them to lock it, I feel it feels like so much more.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Or just like push an unlocked door open. This is like, not only am I shutting the door, I'm locking it.
We're right, yeah.
They also said that lights have blinked on and off in the library.
And I don't know. I hate saying that word.
I do too. I know it's brary. Leave me alone.
Library.
The library. And on one occasion, one entryway light remained mysteriously on after the librarian flicked off the other lights. But we've had weird light stuff before too in Alton, Illinois.
We did. Yeah. The one light that was above us. Mm-hmm. Everywhere else, the lights were out except the one above us.
And it was like
pulsing.
It wasn't in like a tempo or anything. It was just pulsing at random intervals. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, and we have it on camera. Okay. One night after everyone had left the library, a heavy cart filled with books was moved to block a doorway, and the librarian and her assistant were unable to move it back by themselves.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if, like, they mean the cart itself was that heavy they couldn't move it.
I would guess so, yeah. Which seems kind of silly. How did you have a cart so heavy? But I don't know.
The librarian also reports unexplained cold chills wherever she sits in her office, and even in the middle of summer, the librarian's office is built directly over the site where her bedroom was. Eberline's. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Heather K. Adams, I don't know why I said here we go. We were in the middle of something.
I didn't notice.
More, it's another account, is I guess. See, so it's in my fair. Head, it's I knew fair. What I was doing.
Right. Everyone should obviously be on board with your brain.
Yes. Heather K. Adams of the North Dakota Newspaper Association reported on the background of this legend and some of the experiences the libraries have had, and this was posted in February of 2008, so a little dated, but that's okay.
Which is wild to say...
Sorry.
I have all these little side comments. I'm so sorry, but I did see something the other day that was like, people today talking about the 90s is the same thing as people in the 90s talking about the 60s.
This is true.
And gross.
I guess.
I don't like it.
Okay, so this is the actual article itself. So I'm going to kind of skip through it because she goes over again how Sophia was killed. Homeboy was put in the prison, and actually they give conflicting years in this. I noticed up in the murder part they said he died in 1944, but then later they said he died in 1943. Whatever.
Who's, at least it's not like years and years.
Who's to say? Who's to know? She was 41 years old. Ha, I knew it. Anyway,
who?
Sophia.
Oh, okay.
It says 41 year old. I was like, yes,
I'm just not good at quick math like that.
Okay. I want to skip all the stuff that I've already read. Here we go. So both Ripplinger and Stefania Gissi, I think are their names.
Sure.
They were the librarian and the assistant librarian at the time. They said that they gave her a lot of tales of the infamous Sophie. They recalled times where strange keys unlocked the doors. I don't know what that means exactly. The lights would flicker 6 times, and they feel like 6 is specific because that is how many letters is in her name. It feels like a stretch.
It does feel like a stretch. I wonder, well, here's something even darker. You said she was bludgeoned to death.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did he hit her?
It doesn't say. I mean, I guess if I look through hers, I definitely didn't say in what I covered a moment ago, but...
I'm just saying, if it was six times, or if it's... if six is maybe the time... What time did he murder her?
It said while she was sleeping. So okay. I doubt it would be 6 p.m. or 6 a.m. I mean, maybe 6 a.m.?
I don't know. I'm just like, I feel like there could be so much more significance other than the letters in her name. Like, what if it's a distress signal, like, six times because, I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. I want it to be something dark. I watch too many movies.
Yeah, it was October 2nd when she died. Yeah, I'm not finding... anything else, but there is one. The librarian does give one interesting piece of information. Our librarian, this writer, Heather Adams, gives an interesting piece of information that wasn't included up on Murderpedia, but they said that the new library was actually, they moved into it, so it had already been built. They did their like grand opening thing. Okay. They moved into it on the anniversary of Sophia's funeral.
And yeah.
That, I mean, I don't know if that was, I don't think that was on purpose. That was probably just like, oops.
Yeah, probably. But that could also feel like a slap in the face, like celebratory events on her death day.
Yeah, see, it says they fought and he struck her several times with a hammer. So it doesn't say how many times.
I hope it's six. Sorry.
Jesus.
I'm just, for continuity's sake.
She gives a little, I mean, she's given a little bit more information here. She believed that that Sophia lived for a little bit of time after he attacked her, and then she died, and then he tried cleaning up the blood. He put her in a car, and he said that they went off the road into a ditch, and the car caught fire, and he tried to save her from the fire. That's like a lot of stuff. I mean, did he burn her body too? I don't know.
I don't know.
Back to the haunted stuff, though. Let's do that. I mean, whatever happened to Sophia, like, rip in peace, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
He admitted, whatever he did, he admitted to killing her, so...
Yeah.
Okay. They also said documents have disappeared. That was the end of the sentence I left off on.
Oh, okay.
Which, I mean, I've misplaced things.
Right. I mean, and if that was the case file, then we'll never know.
And then the librarian said, I was working feverishly one afternoon on the computer on some reports that needed to be done when suddenly all my work was gone. She went on to relate that the local computer technician couldn't retrieve her file. All that remained was a big, bold S.
Really?
I'm just the messenger.
Listen, so they're saying that what, she was working on a document?
And everything, like, it all deleted, it blipped off, and there was just an S.
Okay. So, I feel like if there are two people to verify that story, that's better than one. And also, I'm over here like, I hope he bludgeoned her six times for the six flashing lights and blah, blah, blah. But then you told me there's an S. I'm like, okay, silly. Like, couldn't be. I'm not saying it couldn't, but I'm just saying that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
If it's true, that's, like, I mean, explain that, huh?
Right. I just, like, burped. I'm so sorry.
Listen, we're disgusting today.
Okay. The next website that I'm going to go to is usghostadventures.com. And they also give, just everyone has, like, a little bit here and there about the murder that happened to Sophia. And they actually give a clipping of where he confessed to the murder. So okay. I will post that.
I'm guessing this is no relation to Ghost Adventures, the show.
No, it's definitely not. U.S. Ghost Adventures, it's like a, their little ghost guy is this little, down here, looks like a paint smudge. Blue. It's funny.
Yeah, I think I saw that, yeah.
I enjoy it. Okay, so this one, I wanted to scroll up and see what was written, but I didn't want to lose my spot because this article I'm reading actually covers several haunted places, but I think it's a little bit later than 2008.
Okay.
More recent, I guess I should say. So, because it says that the librarian at the Times, her name was Carolyn Fickert?
Sure.
I don't really know how to pronounce that. This is what she had to say about the alleged hauntings of the library. She said, quote, There have been people here ghost hunting in the library, and I've heard many different versions of this. Supposedly, the bedroom was in the corner of where the office stands now. Anyhow, when the library first opened in 1990, there were some odd things that happened after the building was completed. Chairs would move, books would be shoved off of shelves. There was even supposed to have been an incident with a computer. A big S appeared on the computer screen in the morning in a font that didn't exist in the computer at all. So that's even more, it's kind of like already...
Right, so now we're building.
Twisted a little bit, yeah. Now the house that Sophia lived in is still in town. It was never demolished, it was just moved from where it originally stood.
Which that's interesting. Happens. I mean, I guess if somebody buys it and moves it, that can happen.
Yeah. No one will rent the house, buy it, nothing. So I guess not. As of this point in time, she said no one's biting at it.
Now I want to find it.
Apparently, strange things also happen in the home, which would have been fun to... I did not check out the house, but I mean, right. If we had enough time, which we don't, I could have done it, but... It's the decrepit blue house near the armory. Thank you, Carolyn, for
the armory, where the fitness thing is.
Several people have tried to live there, but they couldn't stay long due to the unusual occurrences in the home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there is actually a book. Okay, this is the book that they were alluding to on Murderpedia. I couldn't find the title. It's right here. It's all mixed up. William Jackson, his book's name is Dakota Mysteries and Oddities.
Okay.
Which I did come across in my readings. I just forgot about it. So when I was referencing a William Jackson earlier, that's who this guy is. So it's stated that the library used to have extreme issues with electricity with no known causes. Lights would come on and off by themselves, scaring visitors. People also reported being touched, seeing strange orbs and flashes of light, and having feelings of dread when entering the library. Feelings are valid. We'll say it 100 times over.
Yeah.
Unusual happenings started to happen shortly after the library was finished, which also happened to be the anniversary of Sophia's funeral. Yeah, we covered that. And they said that these days the library still experienced some ghostly events, as well as the Eberlein house just a few blocks away. So it's not very far from the library itself. It doesn't have a date on this website. Poop. I wanted to know, like, about what time frame we were looking at.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were looking something up.
No, I mean, I'm like low-key also trying to find this, the house.
Mm-hmm.
I found the armory, and you said the library is just a little bit away?
Yes, according to these people. They say it's a couple blocks away near the armory. It's a decrepit blue house. And unfortunately, I don't know how old that article is. It's more
Well, there's Harvey Public Library. It's weird. It's like I'm there now.
Wow.
There's the armory. And so somewhere in between, I don't know, we're about to go street view. Go on, I'm paying attention. I'm going to try to pay attention, but this is very important to me.
Okay. A couple more things. This is from ndtourism.com. They just give a couple more different types of experiences people have had. So we talked about books coming off the shelves. They have also been kind enough to put the books back. There would be stacked books on the counter, and they would suddenly find their way back to the bookcases when no one on their small staff claimed to have touched them.
Yes, of course. And then, the ghost did it.
Yeah. I mean, that's humble, I guess. Don't take credit for putting stuff away. The library, Marlene, I don't know who Marlene is. I think she's another librarian. Maybe that's why they go through librarians so much. Also, I don't know the average lifespan of a librarian's career.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know.
I'll have to see if I can find a date when this one was written, but Marlene, who was working at the library at the time, says that Sophia is a fairly well-behaved ghost, but has a tendency to act out when people ask about her.
Okay.
Which is weird. But Marlene has only one request. Please do not bring up Sophia in the month of October, and she doesn't want to upset her on the anniversary of her death, October 2nd.
Yeah, I mean, like, fair.
Yeah, and I also read some other things that said, like, they don't want you bringing Ouija boards in there, which I get. God, this doesn't have a date either. Will you guys date your crap? Oh, it says 2023 at the bottom of the website.
Yay.
I was about to get real ticked off. Like, no one is citing their stuff.
Cite your sources.
I had one more website, but honestly, I don't know. I'm going to like give it a quick once over just to make sure there's not overlapping. I want to give you as much new stuff as I can.
Right.
This is from MinoteDailyNews.com. I think I'm saying that right.
Yes, yes, of course.
Okay. Now, this website, boo, lies, said the house was torn down to make room for the Harvey Public Library.
So what's true? I guess we're going to North Dakota.
Yep. North Dakota, let us know. They also talk about the lights flickering, stealing keys, messing with doors, objects moving, blah, blah, blah. There was an interview done in 2009 with the Grand Forks Herald, or it's in the Grand Forks Herald. The library director at the time, Marlene. Okay, there's Marlene. So it was an older... Wasn't Marlene the one that said the house was... Look, I've got them all confused.
I don't know, but how many...
She's the one who said she was well-behaved. Sophia is a well-behaved ghost.
Unless you talk about...
Her.
Her stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she also said don't talk about her on the anniversary, right?
Or in October, in yes. general.
Yeah. So how many librarians... Because it's only been open since the 90s, since 1990. So... Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned three so far.
Maybe 10 years. And especially like a little...
Little town.
A little town. Like, I would say 5 to 10 years. I don't know.
Because we had Marlene, Carolyn. Well, feel bad for the first one.
Whoops-a-daisy. Sorry. Oh, no, because it was something kind of... You couldn't pronounce it in the first place.
That's true. That was one of the assistants, though.
Whatever. Anyway. God.
Okay. At the time, 2009, this is what she told, Marlene told a reporter. She said, quote, we have issues when we're ready to go home and suddenly keys are not there. You backtrack, you look and you look. Finally, you just say, okay, Sophia, I need to get home now. And all of a sudden, there are the keys. You just thank the Lord and you take off.
Such a North Dakota thing to say.
God-fearing woman there. She also spoke about a woman who had visited the library around 2005. With old family heirlooms from her first husband, whose family had been from the town of Harvey. The crazy thing is, this woman's first husband was allegedly the grandson of Sophia. So either Lillian or Alice's son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's not that far. It doesn't take much genealogy know-how to figure that one out.
Yeah. Yeah, she said when her current husband entered the library, he said he had felt a presence that was not fond of men and that the hairs on his arms stood up, which would make sense that she doesn't like guys.
I mean, yeah, she's right. She's on to something.
So this was written, I'm going to say sometime between 2016 to maybe summer of 2017, because it says October of 2017 would mark the 86th anniversary of her death. So that would make, you know, math. It's
what
not
did you
overnight.
Say 2017 is the 86th?
Mm-hmm.
So 93rd.
That's okay.
See, I don't know. So. I could do that just sitting. I don't know. Listen, I got performance anxiety.
Yeah, but that's same. That's the really all the ghost stories there. It's all just little things. Again, she doesn't seem malicious considering what happened to her. Like, good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's just no reasoning for it. Like, he didn't... Mm-hmm. There was no reason given for why he killed her?
They said they had an argument.
Oh, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm. And then he just was stewing
on
it while she was sleeping.
But you know what? Women are too emotional. You're just being hysterical.
I mean, because this isn't a true crime podcast, I didn't get too deep into the true crime part of it, even though I would have loved to do that.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm sure we could find more information on if we just looked. I mean, I have the newspaper article showing where he confessed, or at least where they announced that he had confessed.
Yeah.
But I'm also curious to look into her house more to see, one, if it's still there. And
you said it's like a beat-up old blue house?
It's a blue house. It's decrepit. It's near the armory, which is a couple of blocks away from the library. We can't pinpoint it anymore.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, that's all the information I need, and then I have street view, so it's mm-hmm. fine.
So we're going to get off here now so we can go search for this house.
Well, yes, I am going to search for
kidding.
But I might have already told you this, so it might not be that exciting, but for those of us in the paranormal, community, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard about the Ghost Adventures drama?
Oh, you know I have.
About
Nick?
I
haven't. Yes, yes.
So, for those of you that don't know, we've talked about this before. So, Ghost Adventures obviously did something, right? I feel like I don't doubt that they believe in ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has taken a turn from its original, you know,
what they sought
values.
Out to do, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people sell out. I don't know what to say. Like, Ghost Adventures, we've talked about before, were a little about, because it just, this much stuff just does not happen to people. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not with single visits. It doesn't. And that's not to say that we don't believe that things are haunted. Obviously, we do. That's why we're here. But a lot of people watch Ghost Adventures mostly. There was like Ghost Hunters and other shows like Destination
Taps.
Fear, places like that.
Yeah.
Or things like that. But Nick Groff left kind of abruptly during one of the seasons. Like, he just suddenly wasn't there anymore. One of the main three.
Mm-hmm.
And they never said why. They just kind of like kept going about their business. Well, he just came out on Twitter, Instagram, whatever social media platform, and said that he's been getting a bunch of questions since he left, like, years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to answer those questions about what was going on. And it's very clear that he is alluding to the fact that he is not, it's about Zach.
Yeah.
Like, and it has to do mostly with him,
mm-hmm.
And the falling out. And I mean, part of it was not necessarily selfish on Nick's part, but he said it basically started to feel like, what's the word? Like a real,
no.
just a Zach reel. Like, it never really showed anybody, like, he barely got shown on the show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of felt like a Zach blooper reel all the time. Like,
yeah.
So he just kind of got out of it because he's like, well, I'm not in the show now, so what does it matter? And he left.
Yeah.
But everybody's been questioning him about what was going on with them and that dynamic. And he said he was going to post a video answering these questions that people could send him.
Mm-hmm.
He then made a video like the next day and was like, you sent a lot of questions, like, and I want to go through all of them. So he still, as of recording this, has not made that video.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, something to look forward to, because I am curious, because, like, I'm sorry, Zach, one, is really overdramatic. I'm so sorry, but he's just, like, way too overdramatic for me. And I just can't, I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Jasper, I want to know. So,
no, she doesn't want to know.
She doesn't want to know.
Jasper doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, like, unlike Jasper, I do want to know.
Oh.
There you go. There it is.
You are like Jasper and wanted to know. That is false.
No, unlike Jasper. Anyway, so that's going on in the paranormal community.
Mm-hmm.
Still waiting on that video that he said would be up by now. So that's a little annoying, but that's okay.
Get it together, Nick.
Hmm. Well, now it feels a little weird because he has his own paranormal show. And I'm like, isn't that kind of hypocritical? I don't know. I would have to
see. We'll wait and see what he says about with these questions. And then I guess we'll decide.
He did seem the most, I don't even want to say level-headed. He seemed the most skeptical of the three.
Yeah.
But he also has had things happen to him. So I don't know.
Right.
We'll find out, I guess.
Yep. And one more thing before we head out.
Yes. We're just going to keep remembering back and forth.
No, I had this in my mind because I know we got too far in the beginning to mention it, so I forgot. But we
we literally, right before recording, talked about it. Man.
Yeah. So we have one dedicated listener, one and only one. No.
Yeah, the only one.
No, we do have someone who's been listening to us for some time.
Super supportive, like,
we interacts with us online.
We're so awkward
media.
About interacting back with you, but know that we really appreciate. Well, I'm also bad with words of affirmation, so don't be like, wow, we're so excited. Mm-hmm. No, but we appreciate the support that all of you show, mm-hmm. and especially this person, and we're congratulating them because
They had a baby.
One of our listeners had a baby.
Someone to add to our spooky crew.
I know.
You know what? I think this is your first child, if I recall. I don't remember. I think it is. But man, I don't know. If you're like me, before I had Jordan, I was like, I am not mom material. I can't have a child. And then now I have a child and it's, I can't picture not having her. And I know, I think you had a little boy, so precious. His name is Cute.
And like, man, you let us know this. We didn't have to know about that. And it just feels like, thanks. I don't know. This is what I mean by we're awkward, but like, that meant a lot. Thank you for letting us know.
It's going to be fun. I feel like everyone's different with their babies. I really hate when everyone's like, oh, well, just wait, it gets worse. Stop saying that to mothers, first of all. Stop it. It gets better. It's so great. It's weird having just this little tiny person who needs you for everything. And I'm like,
ee! Right. Well, and then people wonder why like women aren't having children as much. It's like, oh, I don't know, probably because you say how terrible it is when they turn 2 or 4, or how unbearable they are when they're teenagers, or how much sleep you lose, or how much whatever. Oh, like, yeah. how terrible you say every bit of it is. Oh, but it's such a blessing.
Right.
Like, don't. And then you wonder why there's no interest.
Those people. And they're going to say it. I talked about how Jordan has started teething, and they're like, oh, wait, it gets worse. And I'm like, don't tell me that, because it's not fun right now. So don't say it gets worse.
Right. Like, anyway. Sorry she has to grow up.
Yeah. But it's fun. It's exciting. Congratulations. Don't let the heaters get you down.
Shut up.
And, yeah. And we're also done with the ends of our
states. That's the last N?
That's the last N. I know. I was surprised, too.
Oh.
I swear. I'm going to look it up because I'm just... I'm confident, but...
Oklahoma, where the winds go sweet to the point. Is that next?
No.
It's Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, and then that's after Ohio, another embarrassing moment.
Oh no. It's a twin tangent.
Oh gosh. See,
I'm bursting at the seams.
Clearly we need this. Mm-hmm. Listen, I just made a fool of myself twice. I'm just gonna keep going. Oh,
no.
No, let's go.
Oh my God, my where I picked off my nail polish, it's still in the cup holder.
I find your nails pieces in my house all the time.
We gotta go now. I'm embarrassed.
No, I can't wait for you to get your computer set up.
Okay,
leave your nail dust somewhere else.
All right. That's
all. Yeah, that's it. So, Ohio.
Oh, bio.
Oh, God. We gotta go.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Mixing, editing, and music is by Kelsey Ingram. Our cover art is done by both of us.
Visit our website at orsotheysaypod.com. You can find links to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all at orsotheysaypod.
If you would like to donate and have access to all of our evidence from our investigations, please visit patreon.com/orsotheysaypod.
You can donate as little as $1 to hear EVPs, watch haunting videos, and see photographic evidence we've captured during our travels.
You can also give a once-off donation to our PayPal, which will be linked on our website as well. Merchandise can be found at redbubble.com/people/orsotheysaypod.
You can find Or So They Say on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you stream your favorite podcasts.
And when you do find us, please make sure to rate, review, follow, or subscribe. We and the algorithms will thank you for it.
See you next week.